This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Come on in. It's a Friday. It's a Mead Friday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're wondering what's on the Traegers today, smoked and seared ribeyes with bourbon butter and barbecued baked beans. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
We got new grills out there. The Ironwood grills are out there. Yeah, good stuff.
That flat top is awesome.
Yes, it is. Traeger. You're going to love Traeger, and we'll tell you more about the Traeger grills coming up in a little bit. As always, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Great reaction, Dan's deals for Mother's Day. Great response there. But once again, just like tailgate moonshine, when the items are sold out, that's it. You have until Saturday at noon, and after that, you're on your own. But we have great savings, unbelievable savings there, anywhere from 50 to 84% off the items that I'm giving my wife. And I thought, these are small partners, companies, and I thought if we can help them out and you guys get a great deal and you're able, they take care of everything. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com. You'll see Dan's deals at the top of the page. You can get your Mother's Day shopping done, and it's only going to take minutes. But make sure you do it today. Don't wait, because once it's gone, it's gone. Discover credit cards. They bring us the first hour of this program, and at the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. I used the credit card when I went to Italy. Cash back from the trips and restaurants all doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Phone calls ready to go. Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. And our Twitter handle, @DPShow. Good buddy Ross Tucker will analyze round one and give us what he thinks will happen in round two. The ESPN draft analyst, Matt Miller, a little bit later on. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk as well. Kings Warriors tonight. Grizzlies Lakers. Those are game sixes. We'll talk about those coming up. The Celtics closed out the Hawks, and we have NFL Draft Day 2 coming up. Say good morning to our streaming partner. That's Peacock. Download the app. You can watch the program for free. And our radio affiliates, numbering nearly 390 cities around America. Seton has the responsibility of coming up with a poll question.
Not today, I don't.
Who came up with it?
You did, Dan. You came up with the poll question today.
How did I come up with it?
You, in the morning meeting today, dropped a fun question that could be.
A fun question?
Fun question, yeah.
Remind me what I did.
See, it's so great you don't even remember. Who goes first today, round two? Will Levis, Hendon Hooker. Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
If you're Will Levis, do you get dressed up today?
I didn't do that on purpose. I wish I did.
Hilarious.
Okay. Do you bring your girlfriend with you? Do you get dressed up? Do you just go casual? Maybe you get a party pump and then you walk in and go, did I get selected yet?
Jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah.
I only rented that outfit for one night. So.
Yeah. Wow. It's tough to watch, but we've watched it before. Aaron Rodgers, Brady Quinn, Geno Smith. If I'm Will Levis, I got to say to my agent, what the hell? What? Didn't we get any intel? Was there any chance that I was going to be taken in the first round? What happened? Did we get played? I was supposed to go number one overall or number two or number three. I was going top 10. What happened? Because agents, now you'll get teams who sometimes will say to an agent, if he's there, we're taking him. You'll get almost that verbal guarantee. If he's there, we're taking him. Now, it doesn't always happen. But you're watching. Now, I don't know if Will Levis is a starting quarterback. Mel Kiper, who I trust, known for 30 years, he loves Will Levis. I don't see it. But Mel does this for a living. One of my sources, I ask about Will Levis. And he said, I don't have a good grade on him. And he was scouting for AFC teams. Because I thought, okay, are the Texans taking him? Can you take him over C.J. Stroud or the Colts? And then we saw that those two teams went in different directions. But with Will Levis, I said before, he looks like a guy who's going to play a quarterback in a movie. But he's sitting there waiting for his name to be called. And, man, is that awkward. You're just waiting. And then if you look at your phone, like he might have been doing Wordle or something because nobody was calling him. It was like, let me act like somebody's interested in me. Yes, Todd.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. What do you do knowing the camera's on you? Do you act angry? You're pouting? You're frustrated? You're acting all cool?
What would you do?
I would try to act cool like this is not bothering me, but knowing everyone in the world that's watching must know that I'm steaming inside.
Well, I don't think you could weep. I don't think you could be angry because, okay, let me see what happens when things aren't going your way. I mean, that's how I would look at this. If I'm a team and be like, what's he doing? He's pouting. Oh, he's angry. You know, just, all right, I'm not going to get picked. This is tough. And I'll wait for day two here. Remember, Geno Smith left. He left the green room, and I think he went to his hotel across the street. And they're like, I'm gone. And then had to come back for day two where he got selected. But I'm going to guess somebody's going up to the Steelers have the first pick of the second round, and I'm going to guess that maybe somebody's going to go up and get Hendon Hooker or Will Levis. Now, these two quarterbacks, I don't think it's a surprise that Hendon Hooker didn't go in the first round. But with Will Levis, because we kept hearing about Will Levis, and then you had the Reddit post where he's telling his family he's going to be number one overall. He didn't even go as a number one draft pick, first round draft pick here. But that was the hype around this, and all it takes is one team. One team is going to go up to get somebody, and it's in the eye of the beholder. Look at the draft. I mean, the Lions drafted positions that you don't draft that high. Middle linebacker and running back. You know, when you look at the franchise tags, those are the lowest as far as money earned by those positions with a franchise tag. Yes, Eden.
So those are the lowest value,
yes.
Valued positions?
Yes. Yeah. Now, they could turn out to be really good players, but the strategy is flawed because you don't take a running back that high. Bijan Robinson, people had him, the grade on him was at least one of the top three players. No matter what the position, he was one of the top three players. Atlanta takes him. Okay. I love Bijan Robinson. Think he's a wonderful player. He's got star written all over him. But you're going to go to a team that doesn't have a proven quarterback and you don't have a good offensive line. Other than that, but they do have Pitts and Drake London, and that's a lot of fun there. But, you know, the Lions, you already have running backs. You know, you have Swift. You got Montgomery from the Bears there, and now you draft a middle linebacker or linebacker. I mean, okay. I thought the Eagles did well. I thought that, you know, those are impressive players that they got in the first round. You got guys who can start. And your defense lets you down in the Super Bowl. That team will be ready to go again and probably be the team to beat, given that the Niners quarterbacking situation right now, the Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC. But we'll get to phone calls coming up. That's the poll question. Who gets drafted sooner between Will Levis and Hendon Hooker?
Yeah, who goes first?
Okay, who goes first between those two in the second round? If they go in the second round. Woo. Do you sit? Do you go and... you know, I might just have me, you know, have me on like speed dial or something. Yeah, I'm going to be down at Starbucks. You know, you walk in and Will Levis is there with his computer. There's always these guys, these people who sit in Starbucks and they're there for hours on their computer and doing their work. If I'm Will Levis, I'd be like, well, I'm going to go watch a movie or something. I'm going to be down the street here. Yes, Paul.
See, I think it's the complete opposite. But I'm Will Levis, or his agent. I would advise him to get the whole family, get dressed nicely, and sit there and wait for your spot. Because now you become sympathetic, empathetic figure. You're not the pouty guy who went back home. Mm. You're the guy who's like, it's still my dream to play in the NFL. I'm going to make the team that took me in round two proud, the Rams or the Commanders or whatever it may be. I think you play that card and go from a guy that people didn't root for to maybe you root for him a little bit because of where he goes in the second round.
Yeah, but you still got to sit there and wait for your name to be called.
That's fine. Kansas City, it's like 60 degrees, lovely place, get some takeout. You know what the upside for him is? If he goes in the second round, let's say he becomes a good NFL quarterback. He gets free agency a year early. There's no fifth-year option on him.
Yeah. If I would have told him that last night,
right,
I don't think that would have consoled him.
If that agent says, hey, I got some upside.
Hey, you know what? Good news. What? You're going to get into free agency sooner. Oh, okay. Yes, Todd.
You already sat there. I agree with Paul. You already sat there uncomfortably the entire first round. You might as well continue that because you definitely come across as pouting and like whining, like, well, everyone forgot about me, so I'm just going to forget about you guys and I'm not going to make myself available and be there.
By the way, you know, Atlanta taking Bijan Robinson, they had the most rushing attempts last year of any NFL team. They're one of only three teams to run the ball more than 50% of the time. The other teams are the Ravens and the Bears.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. There's always a head scratcher, too. The Colts get Anthony Richardson, but then their GM, Chris Ballard, said, hey, don't expect him to be Superman. Sorry, Chris, that's not the way it works. You're drafted in the top five. We expect you to play. Sal Palantonio said that Bryce Young is going to start. He's starting for Carolina. The plan is day one, he starts for you. I'm going to guess C.J. Stroud is going to be starting. Now, Gardner Minshew is the quarterback right now who's the starter, I'm guessing, with the Colts, but do you ease in Anthony Richardson? I don't think the Colts are in a rebuild mode. I just think that they failed getting retread quarterbacks, and they decided, let's just draft one. And now you have one. And you got, by all accounts, one of the top three running backs in Jonathan Taylor. You got a good offensive line. You got a couple of playmakers on defense. And I don't see this as, you know, a rebuild. That they probably feel like they could still win that division. And I'm guessing you're going to put Anthony Richardson in there and team him up with Jonathan Taylor, and that could be a lot of fun. All right, so we have our poll question. We have our play of the day coming up as well. Kings, Warriors tonight, Grizzlies, Lakers, game sixes. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson agreeing on that five-year deal. And as I told you yesterday, I had mentioned there was a post on Pro Football Talk by Mike Florio that the Niners were exploring everybody, including Lamar Jackson. And I mentioned that, and then I heard back from a source saying, hey, that's news to the Ravens, just to let you know, and that they had no interest in this. And then I said, well, I hope the Ravens get a long-term deal with Lamar done. And then I was told, yes, it's going to happen. We think it's going to happen. And then I was just waiting to see if something happened leading up to the draft, and then we saw the news last night. But getting that information yesterday led me to believe, I had no intel on this. Everything was quiet. And then I said, okay, it's quiet. It feels like things get done when it's quiet. And there was no animosity here. This wasn't, you know, it wasn't acrimonious like Rodgers and the Packers. It wasn't that. You just knew that those two were going to divorce. Here it was like, all right, by the way, I think I'm going to hire Lamar's mom to negotiate my next contract. I think she did a pretty good job. I think Lamar did a pretty good job here. And he's going to be highest paid player for like a week, and then Joe Burrow is going to be higher than him. And I think it was important that he got more than Jalen Hurts. Okay. Could he have done this 2 years ago and been 2 years into a five-year deal and then maybe get another bigger deal? I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at this, but I think Lamar Jackson, by all accounts, did a great job here. You got money, you got guaranteed, and I think everybody in the NFL knows nobody's getting a Deshaun Watson deal. Browns did that, nobody else, because we thought, is that resetting the quarterbacking market? It didn't. It hasn't. It won't. And I think Lamar understanding they're not going there guaranteed money, but we can go there in with, you know, the overall contract is $260 million. So it is more than Deshaun's. It's just not guaranteed. Yeah, Paul.
I haven't noticed anybody in the media pundits saying that this is not a good move by the Ravens. Everyone's like, hey, it's great. This family got done. He's an MVP. He was an MVP. I wonder if this is going to work out because you're locked. Like Kyler Murray's locked. There's no outs. And it's not going very well.
Yeah.
I know they got Odell Beckham, which could work out, and this rookie wide receiver that could work out. I don't know. I don't know if the Ravens made the right move here. I thought they maybe should have held their ground and said, we'll franchise tag you for the year and see if...
Well, once they got OBJ, I thought if you're OBJ and you want to put up good numbers, you got to make sure that Lamar is going to be there. And you got a new offensive coordinator who is a little more pass happy than the previous one. And then I love Zay Flowers, you know, even though he played at BC, stayed at BC. You watch him. He's explosive. You got a really good tight end. You got running backs here. If everybody's healthy, now all of a sudden Lamar Jackson keeps you in the picture in the AFC. I thought the Ravens had to do this to stay relevant because if you have him and he's sort of in and sort of out and you got a franchise tag and he's not happy, you know, it always felt like the Ravens were playing the long game here. And I think they were saying, all right, if somebody wants you and they want to give up two first-round picks. But when my source said yesterday, hey, the Ravens are not interested in the 49ers, that's not happening. It was almost as if to say, hey, they got something that's going to happen here real soon. We don't need a report like that out there that the Niners are interested. They were keeping Lamar, and I think that, you know, reading between the lines yesterday, that's what we saw. That's what we heard. All right, let me take a break. Ross Tucker will join us. We'll get some of his thoughts. Any head scratchers there? And who goes first? Will Levis or Hendon Hooker? That's our poll question. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I'm looking at the DraftKings odds that I got. As tonight, Suns and the Nuggets. By the way, that the odds for round two, Suns are the favorites. Knicks and the Heat. The Knicks favored over the Heat. And the Celtics are favored over the 76ers. Let me see if I have any anything else tonight. Kings getting 7.5 against the Warriors. Grizzlies, 4.5 against the Lakers. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. You can bet $5 on a pregame money line bet, score $150 in bonus bets. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Download the app now. That's code Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Somebody's happy with the music selection, Todd.
I love that song. Good job, Marvin.
Who sings it?
I'm not sure.
But you love that song.
I do love the song. I'm not sure who sings it.
Yeah, Marv.
Gordon Lightfoot?
No, it's Redbone. Today's theme is one-hit wonders.
Oh, okay. You're controlling the music today. By the way, over-under touchdown passes for Lamar Jackson this year. Before we get to Ross Tucker, who wants to wager? Over-under, Todd?
26.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
31.5.
Whoa!
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Marv?
26.5.
Paul?
23.5.
24.5.
I'm taking the over.
Over under rushing yards, Lamar Jackson. Marvin?
709.
Seton?
650.
All right. Paulie?
Oh, 580.
Todd?
777.
875.5. I don't know what any
this
of those.
This is fun. I love it, though.
I don't know what any of those mean.
Doesn't have to mean anything.
Yeah, we're just filling time. Before we bring in Ross Tucker, Westwood One CBS sports analyst and former offensive lineman, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast is a must listen. And you can find him on social media as Ross Tucker NFL. That might work too.
Yeah, no problem, Dan. How are you, man? Good to see you.
Okay, give me your head scratcher last night.
Ooh, I got a couple of them, I guess. I think it's a little bit of a head scratcher that the Houston Texans gave up as much as they did for Will Anderson. And I think what happened, look, I love Will Anderson, Dan, but that's a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, the 33rd pick is essentially another first-round pick. Next year's first-round pick. We usually don't see teams give up that much for a defensive player. I mean, if it's one thing for a starting quarterback or a franchise quarterback, but for a defensive player, and my read on that, Dan, is always the same. When I see GMs like Joe Douglas for the Jets or Nick Caserio for the Texans starting to give up future ones, future draft picks like they're doing, yeah, it usually means they think there's a chance they're on the hot seat and they need to win that year. And I don't really blame them, right? I mean, who cares about next year's first round pick if you're fired, if you're not there anymore? But the more teams give up future picks, the more I think that general manager wonders what kind of footing he's on for that franchise.
But you have a coach, D'Amico Ryans, who's just starting there. Nick Caserio has been there as the GM. So do you have, you know, conflicting interests there of you got a coach who just started with a 6-year deal, and does he want to give up draft capital next year for a line, you know, an edge rusher here?
It's a terrific point, Dan, which is why most good organizations try to have those two positions aligned, because now you've got your two decision makers and they'll say all the right things that they're on the same page, but they're not on the same timeline. If you're not on the same timeline, you can't possibly be on the same page because you have different interests in mind when you're making some of these decisions. I think we saw that from the Houston Texans last night.
But also people have to remember Carolina traded up to get Bryce Young. If that doesn't work out, you're really in trouble because you failed with the number one overall pick and you had to trade up with the Bears to get that number one pick.
Well, and the thing I keep thinking about is think about the Houston Texans. I think everybody believes they wanted Bryce Young and would have rather had Bryce Young. I mean, that's all-time bad process by the Texans to make it pretty clear they were going to fire Lovie Smith before the last game last year, and then Lovie goes out and wins and gives them a parting gift. I mean, that could be franchise-altering.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of questions about Bryce Young other than the size. There were people that were very concerned about C.J. Stroud. I mean, that one loss, or in this case, win by the Texans, could be franchise-altering for a decade or more.
I thought the Jets failed Aaron Rodgers last night, because it's already a top five defense. You're not winning by your defense in the NFL. It helps to have somebody who can stop somebody when you need to stop. This is the new NFL, or this is the way it is. I would have gone after a tight end or one of those wide receivers. They got scooped because it felt like they were going to take an offensive lineman. But give me the strategy behind what the Jets did with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Dan, Jets fans are mad at me, but honestly, this is why the Jets are the Jets. I mean, there's a lot of bad here. A lot of bad here. First of all, I thought they had way too much leverage to give up what they did for Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding me? I mean, a 1 and a 2, and you flip picks, which they didn't think was a big deal. It was a big deal
last night
that they did that pick for $60 million for a guy that might only play 1 year. All that for the right to pay Rodgers, and people and the Jets, oh, he's going to restructure. He's not taking less, bro. I promise you he's not taking less. Restructure is for cap purposes. It's not less money. And so here's the other thing, Dan. There are certain organizations, and you know this, they just have loose lips, man. Every single mock draft had the Jets taking Broderick Jones at 13. Mm-hmm. Every mock draft, even with mock drafts where Skoronski was still available or Darnell Wright was still available, everybody and their brother knew the Jets wanted an offensive lineman and knew they liked Broderick Jones. You can't have it that way, Dan. You can't have that obvious a position of need. Secondly, you can't let everybody know who you want, because then what did the Steelers do? Steelers went from 17 to 14 with the Patriots. They only had to give up a fourth-round pick. They went right in front of the Jets and took the guy the Jets were going to take. There's 0% chance the Jets were going to take Will McDonald IV over Broderick Jones. They got scooped. They got beat by the Patriots. They got beat by the Steelers. They got beat by the Packers in that scenario.
They should have traded down after that. If you're not going to get the guy that you want there, trade down, and then maybe somebody falls to you. But I still, I would have grabbed another wide receiver, or I would have grabbed a tight end here. Get somebody who helps you right now, and you still have needs with your offense. They didn't have a good night.
Or even Dan, think about like the Jaguars, right? They lost Jawan Taylor in free agency. Cam Robinson suspended. The Jags traded down twice in the 20s and still got Anton Harrison, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma. So the Jets could have done something like that. Now, in fairness to the Jets, you know, it takes two to tango. Somebody has to want to move up, right? Like you can't just trade down just to trade down. Somebody has to want to move up to 15. But I just thought it was really poor process by the New York Jets. And now I think they're short a guy, at least one guy up front.
Yeah, and I know they have cap space. You know, this has been mentioned to me that they can go out and get, you know, somebody. But they could have gotten somebody last night. We're talking to Ross Tucker, Westwood One CBS NFL and college football analyst. Did the Cowboys get scooped last night?
Yeah, I feel like this happens to them all the time. I mean, you know, just the fact that I can't decide whether they were really discussing who they were going to take that long, because should you ever be in a point where you have to take the full 10 minutes and like they showed McCarthy and Jerry Jones with like 45 seconds left still talking, yeah. And then they put it in and Stephen Jones, it looks around, he's like, okay, it's time to clap, guys. It's time to do the fake clap. The fake clap is hilarious to me. Like, can we organize this a little bit more? Can we have somebody else initiate it? The fake clap, like they're thrilled that they got Mozzie Smith. Like that's the guy they want. I think everybody believes they wanted Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
They wanted the tight end to be able to stretch the middle of the field for Dak Prescott. They need to replace Dalton Schultz. But the Cowboys are another. I'm actually amazed that the Cowboys draft as well as they do, considering how often it seems like people have a pretty good feel for what they're going to do. I mean, sometimes they just get lucky. I mean, the Micah Parsons thing, they wanted a corner at 10, you know, a couple years ago. But the corner, J.C. Horn and Surtain, went off the board. So the Eagles moved up for Devontae Smith. The Cowboys kind of lucked into Micah Parsons. The Dak Prescott year, the Cowboys wanted Paxton Lynch in the first round. Even at the top of the fourth round, they wanted Connor Cook.
I know.
I mean, the best picks the Cowboys make are when they don't get the guy they actually want.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know. But I there's no way. Now, I know that they had problems stopping the run. But if you're Jerry Jones, you love to have shiny toys. And he would love to have, you know, if it's a tight end or a wide receiver, whatever it is, I thought, you know, they I think they were caught. It was like, oh my God, wait, Buffalo did what? And now all of a sudden, well, I don't know, who are we taking? I don't know, whoever we take, let's applaud and act like it's the guy that we really wanted.
And you know what, Dan, this is because some organizations are better at this than others. It's never good if you go into the draft with a glaring need, like the Jets had on the offensive line, like the Cowboys have at tight end. You got to have somebody that is good enough at that position. You have to have a baseline starter at that position. So it's not like you're telegraphing what position you would like to select a player. Now, look, there's a lot of good tight ends this year, so I'm sure the Cowboys will take one in the second or third round or whatever, but it's still not good to have that huge hole. Back in the day, teams would always have like one starter left. Oh, we'll just take a guy in the first round. You can't do that anymore.
Poll question is, who goes first today or before the other one, Will Levis or Hendon Hooker?
That is a good one. I would not be surprised if it's Hendon Hooker. You know, I felt bad for Will Levis last night, but I'm not that surprised. I mean, Dan, we did a live mock draft like a week ago on my YouTube page, and Will Levis didn't get drafted. I mean, there was only three teams that were definitely going to take a quarterback. And as you went through it, you knew Bryce Young was one, okay? So this is what I said. Dan, I compared Will Levis to Kmart, okay? And here's why, right? if you wanted a polished pocket passer, you're not taking Levis. You're going to take C.J. Stroud. If you wanted like the high upside, the potential, the arm and the speed and whatever, you're going to take Anthony Richardson. I felt like Will Levis was stuck in the middle, which is kind of where Kmart was, right? Like my dad's a sales guy. He told me, Ross, if you want the least expensive thing, you go to Walmart. If you want something a little bit nicer, you go to Target or maybe Target, Dan, as you call it, Target. But that's why Kmart went out of business. You don't want to be in the middle in life. Will Levis got stuck in the middle, and that's why he dropped precipitously.
Explain to me the Colts going all in on Anthony Richardson with number four and then saying, hey, don't expect him to be Superman right away.
Well, this is all about Shane Steichen. And you know I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. Heck, I'm here in Philadelphia right now doing the draft for them. Shane Steichen the last 2 years had Jalen Hurts. And I really think, Dan, talking with these guys, once you have a quarterback that's a big-time running threat as a play caller and play designer, it is so hard to go back. You know what I mean? It's like once you know how much easier that makes things, yeah. Once you see the world that opens up, man, it's hard to go back. And I think Steichen feels like he has the template with Hurts, which is maybe in year one, you settle Richardson in the first few games, you play Minshew. Then when Richardson comes in, maybe it's a heavy ground-based attack like the Eagles were in 2021, but you have the belief that you can develop him if he's the right kind of kid as a passer, which is obviously exactly what the Eagles did with Hurts last year. Shane Steichen has the template to see how he's going to develop Anthony Richardson because he just did it with Hurts over the last 2 years.
And the Eagles stole the night, I think. You know that
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And people, Dan, you know, you work for them, so you're biased. Well, what do you want me to say? I mean, they got arguably the best player in the draft at number 9. And none of us really know the off-the-field stuff. I know this much. He reminds me a lot of Fletcher Cox in his prime, so he can just follow Fletcher Cox around. Plus, two of his older buddies from Georgia, N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis, they just took last year.
Yeah.
And Nolan Smith is a crazy high-character guy. So he's got three teammates that can keep him on the right path. And then the Nolan Smith one, Dan, is interesting to me. I know he tore his pec, but it's bizarre that he was still there at 30. I don't know what the knock is. I think he's not a scheme fit for some people as an edge guy at 6'2", 238. But a lot of people thought the Eagles would take him at 10. I was floored that he was still available at 30. They got arguably a top 3 pick and a top 10 pick at 9 and 30.
Before I let you go, Lamar Jackson's deal. Did the Ravens do the right thing?
The Ravens absolutely did the right thing, and Lamar finally did the right thing. You know, the Ravens essentially offered him this deal last year, Dan. I mean, they offered him the Jalen Hurts deal before the 2022 season. So I'm thrilled it worked out for Lamar. He saves money on an agent, but he took on all that injury risk, Dan. What if he tore his patella tendon? Like, what if he tore a quad? Like, he took on all that injury risk to get $10 million more. I mean, instead of $250 million, he gets $260. He didn't even get more guaranteed. I mean, he gets $2 million more per year. It was not a great process for Lamar, but who cares now? All's well that ends well. And you know me, Dan, as a former player, all I want is for every guy to maximize the financial security they can get for their families from their gift. I talked to teammates of his that were so scared he was never going to be able to cash in this lottery ticket that he had earned. He gets the money. It's $185 million guaranteed. Nobody with the last name Jackson, at least in Lamar's family, will ever have to worry about money again. It's awesome.
Good to talk to you. Have a good weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. You as well, Dan. Thanks for having me.
That's Ross Tucker joining us from Philadelphia, Westwood One CBS Sports NFL and college football analyst and the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next. Every great day starts the night before, and that means that you get a good night's sleep. If you have a Sleep Number bed, then I know you did. With a Sleep Number bed, learn how to sleep so you learn how to sleep better. Tips for being more alert when you wake up in the morning. You're going to get that great night's sleep. They have the adjustable firmness on each side, so it's two beds in one. Ideal comfort for you and your partner. Sleep Number setting. Go in and ask, what is my sleep number? How do I get it? Mine's 75. Ask about sleep quality. Sleep IQ technology. You actually get personalized insights for even better sleep. They have suggestions if you have problems falling asleep. What if your partner snores like Seton's wife does? They have something called partner snore technology. Sleep at the next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform so you can perform. Save $500 on the new next-gen Sleep Number smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time only. SleepNumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
Al Horford in the corner. Return of Marcus Smart on the wing. Now Tatum straight away. Boston by six. Tatum to Smart. Pump fake. One dribble. Kick to the corner. Al, three. Rims out. Offensive rebound. Jason Tatum flies through the air with a cape flying off his back.
Not literally. The Sports Hub, Celtics Radio Network. The Celtics have eliminated the Atlanta Hawks. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the old-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Some phone calls here. John in Brooklyn leads us off. Good morning, John. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DDP. First time in a very long time. Thank you, Peacock app, because figured out you guys were on there. And since I've last talked to you guys in the Dead Dad Club and the Girl Dad Club, and appreciated the conversation you and Pat McAfee had about being a girl dad. So I have a question for you guys. What is your favorite, or do you think the greatest NFL draft in terms of like the amount of players taken? And also another question, which spot other than number one overall has produced the most Hall of Famers?
All right. Do you know that the answer to that last question, John?
I do.
Okay. So which spot in the draft, first round draft, has produced the most Hall of Famers? Paulie?
I'll guess the three spot.
All right, three spot. Marvin?
Five spot.
All right. Todd?
I'm going to go lucky number seven.
All right. Seton?
Four.
All right. I'm going to go three.
Our friend Steven with his Wu-Tang shirt got it with number four. Number four and number one have produced the most Hall of Famers.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, John.
NFL insider. Yeah. Seton O'Connor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did your wife do a mock draft since she did so well on March Madness with her bracket challenge?
You know, I tried to talk her into doing a mock, but she wasn't as interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We did get some people asking for it, though.
Yeah, of course. After what she did, March Madness, yeah, she got all Final Four and got the final matchup, got the national title winner.
Yeah, yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Paul.
Greatest draft of all time. There's some debate, but a lot of people throw out 1983. You had Hall of Famers John Elway, Richard Dent, Eric Dickerson.
But I think he was talking about team.
Oh, by a single team.
I think.
Oh, okay.
And I would go, the Niners had a draft where it felt like they got five starters back when they had the Super Bowl runs. Yes, Marv.
What about the Ravens? Didn't they draft Ray Lewis and Jonathan Ogden the same year?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm talking about the same draft. Now, those are two Hall of Famers, but I thought the 49ers, Steelers probably had one of those back in the 70s. Yeah, Marv.
But Ogden and Ray Lewis, same year, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, a little confused.
I got a couple of recent ones that were really good. The Seahawks in 2010. Russell Okung, Earl Thomas, Golden Tate, Walter Thurman, E.J. Wilson, Cam Chancellor, a bunch of guys like that. Those are recent history, mm-hmm. though.
Let's see. DJ in Nebraska. Hi, DJ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, things are finally turning around for me, man. I'm a longtime Florida Gator fan and a longtime Colts fan.
Oh.
So back in 2019, I was watching Florida play Miami at my in-law's house. And I get a thing over the ticker that says, Andrew Luck retires. So my phone's blowing up. Everybody's making fun of me. So finally we got a guy with some athleticism, and hopefully it turns around here after four or five years of just, you know, not the most athletic QBs. But,
well,
you know,
it better turn around because you that's a high draft pick there to spend on a guy who is not going to help you maybe this year. You know, there's two different thoughts here. Do you let him sit because he hasn't really played? I think he's played 18 games in college, and he was very sporadic, inconsistent. Do you just throw him in and let him learn on the job, or do you let him sit and just observe? Because I always thought just let him sit. But I've spoken to former quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, who if you could have said, do it differently, they would have wanted to play. You know, Peyton played right away. John Elway played right away. But then you have other quarterbacks who didn't play right away. And I think it's really dependent on that quarterback. If I put you in there and you struggle, can you come back from that? Because a lot of these quarterbacks are used to succeeding all the time. And then when you fail and then fail again, imagine if you go from a team that loses three games in your career, like Trevor Lawrence, and go back to high school. What did he lose one game there? And then you go into, you know, Jacksonville, and then you're losing. Now, you know, can you process that and use that to your advantage? And I think that's the key. I don't know Anthony Richardson, but it, by all accounts, seems like he's a really good kid, smart kid. But I think, you know, the Colts are going to have to be protective of him for a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Colts, though, they have the division that's winnable, I guess. Jacksonville clearly is taking charge of that division, but you face Tennessee twice. You face Houston twice. Anthony Richardson gets to play against average to below average teams for a while, except for the Jaguars. You know, he's got some winnable games there, or at least games that he's not in some heavyweight division.
I want to see him play. I want to see Stroud play, Bryce Young play right away, because we've talked about them, the buildup to the draft, the hype. Now you want to see. Can C.J. Stroud run an offense? Can he be better than Bryce Young? Is Bryce Young going to survive? I go back to what Merrill Hodge said. And Merrill Hodge, the analyst, former analyst for the Mothership, he said, when you draft Bryce Young, you have to be prepared for him to miss a couple of games because he's going to get hurt. He's small. And that just stayed with me. You know, you don't draft a quarterback going, you know, he's going to get hurt and we're going to have a backup there. But that's what he's saying about Carolina. And then C.J. Stroud, they're not going to be a good team to start. Do you start him? Let him, you know, take his lumps there? And then you got Anthony Richardson. I mean, this is why you got Gardner Minshew. They were going to go for a quarterback in this draft, and they got the quarterback they wanted. So I applaud the Colts that, hey, we're going to get our quarterback. That's the quarterback we want. And you got a new coach in there, and now it's a new philosophy. Maybe they get it right. They didn't get it right with Phillip Rivers or Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan. Maybe they got it right. Mike Florio will join us on Lamar Jackson's contract. Who won? More of your phone calls coming up. Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.